Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Today, a story out of Kansas, in Rose Hill, Kansas. Authorities have arrested a local couple that have been accused of killing their 6-year-old adopted daughter and concealing her body in a makeshift grave behind their home for nearly 4 years. Police say the remains of the child, identified as Kennedy Schroeder, were discovered in September during a search prompted by a mental health call to the residence. According to Rose Hill Police Chief Tyler Parler, officials visited the home on North Meeker Court around 7:30 p.m. on September 10th in response to a mental health crisis. While there, they received information suggesting a body might be buried in the backyard, you know, like you normally do on a call to a home. There might be a body in the backyard. Investigators returned early the next day, clearing dense vegetation and using cadaver dogs to comb the property. Hours into the forensic dig, they uncovered a shallow grave roughly 2 feet deep containing the young girl's remains in a trash bag. DNA tests confirmed the body belonged to Kennedy, originally born Natalie Garcia, on July 14th of 2014. After her birth parents relinquished their rights, she was adopted by the Schroers in November of 2018 and renamed Kennedy. Police believe she was suffocated in late 2020. Her death has been ruled a homicide. Both adoptive parents, 50-year-old Christina Elizabeth Schroer and 53-year-old Joseph Shane Schroer, are now in the Butler County Jail without bond. Christina faces charges of murder, 4 counts of child abuse with torture, 4 counts of forgery, aggravated kidnapping, felony theft, Medicaid fraud, and desecration of a corpse. Joseph is charged with child abuse with torture, felony theft, Medicaid fraud, interference with law enforcement, and liability for crimes of another. Kennedy's biological mother, Christina Helm, told KSN News in an interview that Kennedy was one of 3 daughters she surrendered for adoption and questioned how her child could remain unaccounted for so long. I don't know. How did you not know she was accounted for so long? Okay. How does nobody know this child is missing? Helm asked, also wondering why the Kansas Department for Children and Families, DCF, did not check on the girl's welfare. Because they don't have a staff. That's how. In an emailed statement, DCF spokesperson Aaron LaRoe declined to comment on specifics, suggesting queries be directed to law enforcement. Chief Parler acknowledged that answering how Kennedy was unaccounted for is the primary focus of the investigation, but said he could not release additional details at this time. Translation, we didn't check on her. Investigators say the couple continued receiving Medicaid payments for Kennedy's death, or after Kennedy's death. The Schroers had three biological children and two adoptive children. The surviving children have been placed in custody. Rose Hill police say the case involved about 2,000 investigative hours and assistance from multiple agencies, including the FBI, the Internal Revenue Service, and Wichita's Exploited and Missing Children's Unit, saying, quote, the case was built through the development of timelines spanning more than 4 years, authorities said, citing the extensive work required for the evidence. Additional information about how the child's death remained undiscovered for so long is expected to emerge once a probable cause affidavit is released following the Schroers' formal charges. For now, both remain in custody as the investigation continues. Just think, if we use that energy that would have been in the investigation and all the people and manpower and hours and just had a system that actually accounted for these kids, maybe those 2,000 hours could have, you know, checked on this kid before they were dead, and God knows all the other children that are buried in somebody's backyard in Kansas.
Well, and this is in my part of the state.
Yeah.
This Rose Hill is not far from Wichita at all. Kind of like a suburb, basically.
Yeah.
A little bit farther out. But, you know, I'm just outraged because, okay, so they've adopted the child. I get maybe how the state, maybe the child falls through the cracks, but she also is getting Medicaid payments. And my mother gets Medicaid payments. And since I'm her durable power of attorney, I have to meet with Medicaid once a year and go over my mother's needs. So if you're getting Medicaid, how are they not meeting with the state once a year with the daughter and them? I don't understand that. It seems like, because mine, they meet with me and my mother at the same time. So why is that not being done for several years in a row? That bothers me. And
yeah,
and so it makes me think, are these people so isolated that there's no church involvement, no family, extended family, no friends, there's no school, there's no activities anywhere where someone would say, where is this little girl? Where is Kennedy? We haven't seen her for a long time. So all of this bothers me.
I want to know what the other kids were told.
Just disappear.
Yeah. What did they tell the other kids is my question.
You know, the other kids knew, or they told them something horrible like, well, she had to go back to where she came from.
Yeah,
she
it's
being a good girl.
Probably wasn't even a red flag. It was something like, or she ran away or this or that. And you're a kid. You just believe it. Oh, okay, they ran away. That must be the answer
to this
question.
You know, the kids, whatever it was, were traumatized because all of a sudden, and I'm wondering if the two adopted children, the other two children, are her bio siblings. That makes me think they adopted all of the kids from this other, the bio parents.
Yeah.
Which also bothers me because there's another set of parents that brought children into the world and did not step up and do what they should do.
Well, I mean, I'm just making assumptions here, but it sounds like it's a family that has children for profit, basically, where they take advantage of the system. They get basically a clearinghouse of kids. You know, remember like back in the day when you'd get the CDs from Columbia House and you'd take the stickers and go, I want this CD and that CD. It's kind of like they're doing that with children, except you can't return them very easily. And I guess you can lose the CDs, but you can't do that with people. And they're basically, they're using the system to profit. They're getting the Medicaid payments. That's how
they
they're running. And that's why, and that was the incentive to not report her dead. Now, here's the thing. Here's the twisted part of all of this, and where this may go off the rails pretty quick, is it's interesting that they charged them with torture for a body that's been in the ground that long. So that's telling me there's something on this body that shows,
suppose it's broken bones or something like that.
That there was something that happened. Now, this doesn't excuse any of it, but could this be that there was some sort of horrible accident that happened, that nobody was trying to kill a kid, but a kid died? And they put their priority of, well, we really need that check Mm-hmm. And they're justifying it in their mind of, we got to take care of these other kids. So we're just, and nobody's going to know anyhow. So let's just bury her in the back and we'll just keep getting the check. No one's going to know. There's plenty of idiots out there that think that's going to work
for 4 years.
And it does work for a long time. That's why people do that, because it works.
And they would have gotten away with it longer had whatever happened that day not happened, and the cops get involved. And my guess is one of these two were like, he killed the kid, and the kid's buried in the backyard.
Yeah.
It makes me think that, you know, so I don't know if one of them killed the poor little girl and they both covered it up, or the other one was too afraid to address it. You know, maybe threats were being made to them and the other kids, who knows? But somebody lost it, this is my guess, and confessed to what had happened. How long would this have gone on?
Indefinitely. They could have possibly gotten away with it had the system not caught up a little bit. And the system didn't even catch up. It was tipped off. So unless it was tipped off, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of kids that just go missing.
Yeah.
I mean, after there's still this is something that would be interesting to do a documentary piece on and dig more into, is the amount of children who seem to have disappeared after COVID that just didn't go back to school. Right. And there's
the numbers are huge.
Insane amounts that just. But there's nowhere near enough resources to go and look into this. But our system is going to pay you money for kids that may or may not exist anymore, rather than use that money to actually protect the kids to begin with. That's the twisted part of all of this. If we move the resources here around a little bit and had more protection for little human beings, you know, we might have this girl being alive. I mean, literally, you get more reminders about your pet's rabies from the city than you do about your actual children and their vaccinations.
Exactly.
So priorities are a little off, to say the least.
There was no doctor involved in this little girl's life who could say, you know what, I haven't seen her for years.
No.
What happened? Oh, we found
another
doctor.
But people do come and go. I mean, I've moved.
How did nobody check, like, in 4 years, nobody cared about where this little girl was.
And that's the sad part. I mean, the parents were shitty enough that they had the kids and couldn't raise them. And then they went to people who were barely capable enough, I mean, clearly not capable enough of raising them, but had other kids. So, gee, it must be safe, which means nothing. And then this happened. Because there's not checks and balances in this system, and the checks and balances that exist are not, there's nobody to do them. So we can say, well, the system has this, great. Does it work? No. Well, then what's your point?
Mm-hmm.
And now
there's other kids who are now back into the system.
Yeah. Probably better off, but again, could end up in another situation like this because it's so messed up.
I mean, I end up in a good home.
Yeah. I remember, I think I've shared this story on the air before, back when I lived in Kansas. And this is not just a Kansas problem by any means. But I remember there was some of our neighbors wanted to go caroling at Christmas. And as I'm sure you can picture me out caroling at Christmas.
Actually, I can't.
I can't go either. I can do karaoke in the basement. I'll do Last Christmas with a cocktail in my hand. But I'm not exactly out there going, oh, come all ye faithful. Through the trailer park. But that's what we did. There was an area down the way that had, you know, some lower income folks, and they wanted to go and bring, I don't know, I think they brought food or something. And I went along, I participated. But I remember one of the houses that we went to was one of these where they're collecting kids for cash. Mm. And it was just a shitty environment. You could tell it was not a safe environment. You could tell nobody really took care of these kids. They weren't like wearing shoes or socks, and it's the middle of winter. You could just tell they weren't bathed. They were not in great shape. They looked kind of homeless for being in foster care. I'm not knocking people who legitimately do foster care and take care of their children. God bless you. There needs to be more people. But there are certainly a lot of people who just do this for cash, and the system is so strapped for people, they'll take anything they can get. And the kids become more of a commodity than an actual kid. And it's spooky. And honestly, you know, if some of those kids disappeared, I don't know anybody really know. Quite honestly, I don't know how well they checked. I have a friend who did child welfare stuff in Wichita for a long time. And the horror stories that she had.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
Are just like, imagine. Oh, my God, how do you how? And yeah, I mean, eventually she stopped because she couldn't do it anymore. She has kids and very. But again, it was just there's not the resources to do what needs to be done. And that is the ultimate problem. It was like, that's the problem. Ultimately, it goes, going to take a step back further. Ultimately, it's just shitty adults reproducing without anything stopping them. And then it goes into the system that can't handle them. But we're all there. Hey, have the baby. You got to have the baby. You have the baby and you can't do anything about it and you can't afford it and you want to get rid of it. Okay. Well, then we'll put it in the system. Oh, you can't. There's nobody to take care of the system or take care of the kids. Okay. Well, they're alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of life are they going to live now? What sort of traumas are they going to endure? And then once they grow up, what are the odds of them not inflicting those traumas on the people that they create or those around them? Not great.
And Kansas has a horrible problem with the foster care system.
Every state has a horrible problem.
They've taken them to court. They're supposed to be spending more money, you know, like court issued. You have to spend more money on this. And it's just not getting resolved.
That's what I think we've been learning, honestly, in a lot of municipalities, not with just this case, but other cases. There's people in power that are supposed to do their jobs correctly or just do their jobs in general. And if they hold the power to say, screw you, even if you do have an order against us, you're not going to get them to move. And if there's no accountability for saying, screw you, I'm not going to follow your order, then what are you going to do? It ain't much of an order anymore, is it? I mean, look, we have cases where we have rogue judges that go off and do horrible things and railroad people into prison without any sort of thought about it. But who's going to hold them accountable? It can be in the biggest headlines ever, but if there's nobody there checking that or putting the gavel down and going, you're not a judge anymore, nothing's going to happen because people in power know they have power and they know it takes a lot of power, or maybe there's no power that's going to stop it until it gets to like a criminal type matter, and good luck ever getting there on something like this. So
the one good thing in this whole story is that at least these people have been arrested and charged with some really serious crimes.
Yeah.
And they were caught finally. But, you know, for 4 years, they're spending that Medicaid money. They ain't got any problems with that.
Yeah.
It breaks my heart.
A lot of questions in this. But I don't know. It's kind of a story. You kind of know the answers to already without having to really get into the nitty gritty of it. And let's just hope those other kids have a better place to go.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.